It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Our 11th annual We Can Survive concert. This is Odyssey's biggie. Justin Timberlake, New Kids on the Block, Benson Boone, and more. The 11th annual Odyssey We Can Survive, a concert supporting mental health awareness. We've got some premium tickets to the show and a backstage meet and greet with Benson Boone. And all you have to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to Alice each day for a minimum of an hour, and you get a daily entry. This experience includes round-trip airfare, two nights hotel, and tickets to Odyssey's We Can Survive in New York at the end of this month with a backstage meet and greet with Benson Boone. National contest. This is a huge deal for Odyssey, and we'd love to send you to this. That would be amazing. So just listen, just what you were going to do anyway. If you're listening over the air, get the app. Just why not keep it on 24/7?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to tell you how to use your app, but leave it on all the time. That'd be great. You still listen? Yes, I am. And now voice messages you can send us. Jane's figuring out how to access those right now. It's amazing.
Full service,
whoa,
everyone.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, they'll be announcing their split September 28th.
Wait, what?
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce will be announcing their split on September 28th.
What happened?
Nothing. Somebody made up a story.
Oh.
This is a thing. This is from the Daily Mail. It's a tabloid.
Okay.
They leaked pictures of what is it's likely that this is a fake contract. You know the thing about this, though, is
a
that
fake contract.
Mm-hmm. If you were planning to break up with someone at their level, you might actually have a plan of action with your promotional group, your publicity people, and you might have. This is it's. It's like a, I don't know, it's not like a contract. It's like a plan of action. Here's how we're going to handle the breakup. Here's when we're going to announce it.
Oh, okay.
Here's all the things we're going to do. Here's what we'll be asking people. Here's our privacy statement. Here's our this, that, the other thing. So you could, I mean, I guess if they release it, if they say that they broke it up on the 28th, then this wasn't fake. However, they're getting sued over this, so.
Oh, the people who wrote the story are being sued?
It looks like it. According to, or whoever came up with this thing. So Taylor and Travis, they've been together. It's a couple of years now. I mean, it's over a year. We saw it practically every game last summer or last fall, whenever that was. But according to Britain's Daily Mail tabloid, they are going to be announcing their breakup on September 28th. It's okay, Swifties. It's probably fake. 99.99999% fake. They leaked pictures of what is likely a, like leaked pictures of what's likely this fake contract, which details when the breakup will be announced, how it will be managed. It says the announcement will be, quote, gracious, respectful, and stress mutual respect. It will also state that Taylor and Travis are, quote, both committed to their careers and personal growth. They remain friends and wish each other the best. This document was supposedly drawn up by it's a real PR film, a firm in LA. It's called Full Scope. So it's their name up at the top on their letterhead. They're saying, we deny this and we've got our lawyers on it. You know, here in the real world, everything seems fine. Travis did admit that, Taylor is drawing up plays for the Chiefs. Not that they've of course, they all involve him because he's her guy.
Right.
Although if she really wants to fool everybody, he runs this elaborate thing and then, you know, the ball gets doinked over to that guy.
Well, it's fun that they're humoring her. That's good.
I know. Although I will say, sometimes it's the kid who goes, let the air out of the tire, and that'll lower the top of the, you know, for the truck that's trapped under the bridge, you know?
Oh, no, I understand a fresh set of eyes, but also, you know, the people who spend every year of their lives since they were 12 playing football.
And now they got Taylor Swift coming in to tell them how it's going to go.
I mean, Andy Reid is a guy who's clearly let his health go in order to, you know, be busy with his coaching career. Right. I don't see it, but okay.
How about if we try this? These guys start doing like a kick line over here. Meanwhile, this guy sneaks around.
Yeah, I don't see it, but okay. She's a very successful person, so she may have... Sure. I don't doubt that there's some truth, maybe not to their relationship, but that there are relationships in Hollywood that are like this. And I don't doubt that Ben and Jen, whether they had signed paperwork or not, went through that sort of...
Oh, you mean the publicity thing?
Yeah. No, I think that there is absolutely...
100%.
Why would they have sat there like that? Right? They were clearly divorcing. So what were they waiting for?
They were waiting for their publicity plan.
They just had to figure out their how to PR make it plan. Go smoothly for everyone.
Well, I think, too, you know, when you're there's a Ben machine and there's a Jen machine. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's a Travis machine and there's a Taylor machine. Like, if this was happening, both machines need to have the same talking points. Here's our joint statement of get the out of here. Here's what both sides agree to say. Here's the united front we're going to present to the world as the turmoil's happening back here. Here's the united front.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, my darling.
You are the Tinseltown tattler. As,
I'm not.
As we are.
No, you say it, but I'm not.
Anyway, so we know as fans of music that you see a lineup announced and you see the, you know, here's these bands that are playing together. And you go, oh, look at that. One band's written in big, giant block letters at the top. And then the next band, who I like way more, is in the second row of lettering. And there's even a third row of lettering that's even smaller. We know as fans, like, there's someone has decided, whether it's record sales or hits or however that's decided.
There was a negotiation that happened.
Yes, exactly. So let me ask you a question. Who's listed in the bigger font? Ben Affleck or J-Lo?
Yeah, that's a good question because I could care less about J-Hole. Like, I just don't care about her. But Ben Affleck, I love. Ben Affleck.
You love him.
I love him.
You love
him. I think he's great.
What has he done that's great? What thing that you've seen are you like?
I just love him in everything. I loved him in Mallrats, for God's sake.
Okay.
I think he's great.
So you love him.
I think he's wonderful.
So in your world, Ben Affleck is in just, the bold.
She's like in another room.
3-inch lettering
yes.
versus
Ben Affleck.
Quarter-inch lettering. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, yes.
Hold on.
That is my judgment. So I say he's bigger. However, I do feel that she cares way more how big her name is. And she's going to be a bitch about it. And she's going to, she's just wiggling it and she's poking at it. And he finally, he's like, fine, you get the J-L-O at the top and I'll have Ben Affleck just stretched out underneath.
Okay.
J-hole.
So she gets the heading. Probably,
yes.
Because
she cares more.
Okay.
Because she's.
She fought nonstop.
He couldn't.
Until he finally let up and said, just give it to
just
her.
Just let her have it.
I don't care, man.
Right. Yeah. Oh, what else does she want? The house and the dog? Yes. I got to go. I got to just anywhere but here. I need to leave. I'm going to order food and I'm going to look so happy when it arrives. I'm laughing. My face is like super clear.
I do think, though, that because of their careers and because people get invested in them and in a weird way, like you.
Oh, yeah.
You absolutely would say to yourself, who cares about those two breaking up?
Right.
But there
people
are people
really
who
care.
Are big fans,
yeah,
and probably
met them. They don't know them. They don't, but they care.
Someone watched that The Greatest Love Story Never Told and went, I'm in. Mm. And how can you break her heart like that, Ben Affleck?
Yeah. You know what's great is they say, what did I say yesterday? It's like quadrupled the viewership of this, you know, POS that she put out about the greatest love story of all time. Like now people are watching it. Now people are going back, what, looking for clues where he was just like, I am over you, lady.
Well, I'm interested.
I'm actually thinking about watching it. Like, I don't know. I won't watch it, but I was thinking about it. I'm like, I'll bet you that's pretty funny to watch knowing what I know now.
I feel like that's that internet culture where people just want to cap on crap and just want to laugh at like, oh, now that I know they're broken up, that's so embarrassing
yes,
for her.
Exactly.
That makes more sense to me than the person it actually does make more sense to me than the person that watches it and goes, she's right. That's the greatest love story never told.
Mm-hmm.
Like I couldn't be in on that.
Now. Oh, I know. Oh my God. Right. But there are people who live for that crap.
Well,
like, oh my God, it's a behind the scenes look into their love story. They have the greatest love story never told.
And the Swifties are all in on this Kelsey thing. So.
No question. So, yes, I believe that that is a fake press release that's been, or, you know, whatever that thing is that they're working up there. Here's our plan of action for our presentation. The separation date is going to be September 28th. We'll have a united front. Here's all your talking points. Yes, I do believe that that probably would get put together. But do I believe it's going to happen? No, I don't. I think they're going to marry, have at least one kid, and then break up.
Oh,
that's what
that's
I think.
Your okay. Well, you have.
Thank you. Or I'm totally wrong, and they ride off into the sunset together on all their sweet, sweet Eras Tour money. And we never hear from them again, either one of them.
That won't happen.
I know. Oops. Turn my computer off. I mean the sound. So Taylor is drawing up plays. So this is something that Mahomes said, which is the funniest part about this is it's not even like she was probably like, yeah, hey, Brittany Mahomes, let me talk to your husband real quick. I have a couple ideas. I've got some ideas for some plays. And she's all like, okay, I get it. I don't know that much about football, but here's what I'm thinking. He's all, yeah, no, that's great. You're like best friends with my wife, right? Okay, so I'm going to be nice about this. And then he goes on the Rich Eisen show. Actually, no. Travis Kelce went on that. But Mahomes had been saying that she had been writing some plays. Nothing that's been put into action
yet. I hope
yet.
He's just joking because honestly, would you accept as an artist, Travis saying, here's what you should really do with your stage show.
Yeah.
Like you're missing a real element and I've got you dialed. I'm going to help you
I've got some
fix
lyrics
things.
For you too. I'm going to just, exactly.
That's just not, you just don't do that to people.
Taylor is writing plays, drawing up Chiefs plays. Travis Kelce confirms it. She's been working on X's and O's, blah, blah, blah. Hilarious. He revealed that she takes everything really seriously, and that includes her football fandom. She is learning how to move the chess pieces around. So far, Travis says, well, nothing's made its way into Andy Reid's playbook just yet.
Mm.
But they say if you watch this clip, it's a Rich Eisen show. He does seem to think it could happen one day. It's BS. He's just so into the poon. He says it'll be a play for him. She's biased. She just creates plays for me, so we'll see if they make it to Coach Reed's office. That's it. I just think it's so funny. Okay, now it's time to play a game.
All right.
The Dallas Cowboys are the first sports team to be worth over $10 billion. They haven't won a Super Bowl since the mid-90s.
Right.
And for the 18th year in a row, they're the most valuable team in the NFL. Not only that, but this year, they became the first team in all of sports to be worth this over this $10 billion mark. And so we're going to play a game about the most valuable teams in the NFL.
Oh, okay.
So the Dallas Cowboys, obviously, number one.
I expect them to have a worse season than last year.
The Cowboys?
Yeah, they're going backwards.
I don't even worry about their seasons. But people do love them, you know.
I don't.
They people do.
Uncle Mo loves them. Yeah. But that's it.
Who's worth more? So now I got the Dallas Cowboys are $10 billion. Mm-hmm. Kansas City Chiefs, LA Rams, New England Patriots. Who's worth more? Who's worth the most of those three?
Well, weirdly, I'm going to go with the LA Rams.
Why weirdly?
Because from a success standpoint, you would expect that to be the New England Patriots. And and I'm a fan of success and, you know, I'm not a fan of the Patriots, but they kicked ass.
Yeah.
Like there's no denying.
So Kansas City Chiefs, LA Rams, Patriots, you're saying Rams, Patriots, Chiefs.
I would say Rams, Patriots, and it's partly because the Rams built that huge stadium.
You're correct.
Oh.
So the LA Rams are worth $7.6 billion. The Pats are worth $7.4 billion. Who's worth more? The New York Giants, the New York Jets, or the Kansas City Chiefs?
I would say the Giants.
The Jets or the Chiefs?
I would say the Giants, then the Chiefs, then the Jets.
Sorry.
What was it?
Well, it's the Giants, the Jets, and then the Chiefs.
The Jets are worth more than the Chiefs?
Yes, they are.
The Jets have sucked forever.
Who's worth more? The Niners, the Chiefs, or the Raiders?
Oh, God. I don't know how the Raiders fit into this mix at all. I'm going to say the Niners.
And then?
Oh, the Niners, and then, gosh, is it the Raiders? Okay, I'll go Niners, Raiders, Chiefs.
That is correct.
Okay.
Who's worth the most? The Eagles, the Bears, or the Chiefs? Put those in order.
God, that's a tough one. I'm going to say Eagles, Bears, Chiefs.
That's correct. Who's worth the most? The Chiefs, the Washington Commanders, or the Cincinnati Bengals?
The Commanders.
And then?
Oh, sorry. Then the Chiefs, then the Bengals.
You are correct. It's the Bengals are the worst. But they're still worth $4.1 billion.
You're right.
And the Kansas City Chiefs? $4.8 billion. Like, they're 24th on this list.
I know that we can't access this quickly enough for this question to have any value for this conversation, but I wonder how long ago it was, because there was a time when these teams were bought for millions, not billions.
Yeah.
And I don't know when we crossed that giant threshold from, you know, there were teams that were bought for $85 million. Which seems like an enormous amount of money.
Not by today's standards.
And now it's nothing.
Zero.
It's right. It's spit. It's a bucket of spit in the corner. $85 million.
Isn't that the saddest thing?
Yes.
I know. And to think that $1 billion would be paid for a team. That's how much money is in
but
this.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something about the NFL that probably a bunch of boys at least could probably relate to. When I was young, I was NFL. I still love the NFL, but I knew every player. I knew every logo. I knew every team. I knew all the, like, you become, it's a part of your life in a way that's just deeper and more meaningful than it ever should be.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. Mm-hmm. And
it's
that was,
team.
Those were the
and
early days.
Those days? Those teams stayed. People stayed
right.
on teams.
But that's what I'm getting
all
at
those players.
Is those men with money at that time saw that and went, this isn't going away. Mm-mm. This is an investment that will return in such a way. And it has.
Yeah.
They were right. They bet correctly.
There isn't one under $4 billion.
Right.
Like the crappiest team. You can't touch it. It's $4 billion.
Right.
I mean, Jeff Bezos could buy all the teams. All of them.
Wow.
But the rest of us, no. We could even ask all our friends to chip in. And we're not touching that. Like all our friends and all our friends' friends and all our friends' friends' friends. Stadium food. People love that.
Yeah.
Told you it was all about football. What is the wildest thing you think you've ever eaten? Like, what do you think is the craziest thing you've ever eaten?
In my whole life,
what's the craziest thing? Like, did you eat alligator or snake or something?
Well, this is an example of how, I don't want to say sheltered, but I'm not experimental when it comes to food. The first time I had, what is that called? What is squid called?
Calamari.
Calamari. I had calamari in high school. Mm-hmm. I took a bite of it because my teacher said, extra credit goes to anyone who takes a bite of this. And I was always on that, like, I need extra credit.
I need as much extra credit as I can.
But I didn't want to, and I had never had it before.
And then you loved it.
Well, no, I didn't love it.
You ever order
I've
it now?
I've gone on to eat it now, yes. But as a child, no. I would say the craziest thing I've eaten, liverwurst?
Oh, no. Yeah. Liverwurst is...
I never had escargot, have you?
Of course. Yes.
I've never had caviar, have you?
Yes.
Okay, well... Yeah.
I don't think those are crazy. I think those are, like, snooty, for sure. But they're, I mean, like, you know, you don't walk into a McDonald's and get that.
I've had some sushi.
Yeah. And you know, when I was a kid, I never had any sushi. Like growing up in Boston, I mean, I want to say I was easily 20 years old before I ever tasted sushi. And even then I was like, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm eating this. It's raw. Oh my God.
Right.
I don't even remember what we got. It's me and this DJ from BCM.
Oh.
Toe guy.
Oh, that's the toe guy?
Yeah.
He took you to sushi.
Yeah, he took me out of sushi.
And then that's why you were like, whatever you want.
Whatever you want. So here are some of the stadium foods that they're saying are crazy. And this, like, stop. No more questions about that. I shouldn't have even said that.
Well, you did.
But I take it back now. I'm done. No,
I just have a question.
No, and I'm pretty sure that was 100% on The Secret Show.
You just brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Let me just ask you a quick question. What?
Do you check that person's feet beforehand?
Okay. In the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, there's something called the pizza burger. And it is a full pound of ground beef, 16 ounces, huge burger with a pizza on the bottom and a pizza on the top. And... it's pepperoni pizzas.
A pound of ground beef is not a burger. That's a pound of ground beef.
Yeah, a pound of ground beef is four burgers minimum, right? Like you could even do, I suppose people do half pounds to be that thick. No way, yeah. I know. So, but you smear them, you know, spread them right out. I don't even know how you flip that burger because now it's on two pieces. Now you eat it like this with the two pizzas.
Oh, the pizzas are the bun.
Two pepperoni pizzas around a 16-ounce
You know
burger.
What? I don't know why, but I don't like food that much. Like, that doesn't sound good to me. That doesn't sound like something I wish I could try. I wouldn't even do it on a dare.
I would definitely try it. You know what I would do with that, though? Because I think that would be delicious. You got to get that. I'm like, cut that up like a pizza. Give me a wedge of that. I cannot eat the whole... I want an eighth of a pound with two slices of pizza. Like, that's a reasonable amount of food.
For the record, though, I would have the pizza burger before I would let someone tow me without checking them.
Oh, really?
I would need to see that thing. I'd want it washed.
They look fine.
Put both those feet.
That looks fine. Looks fine.
In the tub, under the water spigot.
Okay,
wash them both with soap.
Why do I ever open my mouth?
And
on
even
this show?
Then, I need to look you over before anyone's getting near me.
The cannoli nacho. This is a Philadelphia Eagles thing. Chocolate.
Okay, cannoli. I know it's cannoli.
Chocolate, ricotta, strawberries, pistachio dust, and caramel. It's over nachos.
Oh, see, you ruined it with the nachos.
Why is that ruined with the nachos?
Because I have a sweet tooth and I would probably enjoy that, but why are you putting chips near my other stuff.
No, all that stuff's just on top. So now when you pick up your chip, you get chocolate and caramel. And they're
regular corn chips?
Let me look at the picture.
Because I love corn chips. I eat those with a sandwich, like a tortilla chip, almost daily.
Let me look.
I don't even want a sandwich without a couple, you know, without.
You know what? I'm going to say that the chips look like they're that Italian pastry, but they've been made into chips. I don't think they're corn chips.
I was thinking corn chips. Yeah. Gross.
Man, some of these things, they're not things you can eat like a burger, even though they're called a burger. Like they have chicken wings stabbed through with a skewer on the top, and then there's like sausage and bacon and all kind of other stuff on there. I put this story up on the ceremony Facebook page, by the way, because the pictures of this stuff are ridiculous. This one is called the Tailgater Burger, Baltimore Ravens. You can get this at their stadium. A soft pretzel roll, a bacon cheeseburger with kielbasa, crab dip, onion rings, and two chicken wings. That's the thing. It's all skewered, so it's like a tower of foods. Like you have to sort of side nibble it because you can't get it all in.
I don't. Okay.
But there are,
you love food.
Yeah, all of the individual things on that, I'm like, I would eat that.
Well, that's part of it. I'm sure you pull it apart and hand some to the people around you.
I don't want to eat something that messy at a ballpark. But
that's for sure. I am that.
Yeah,
I am there with you.
I don't want that.
I often feel like when I'm out at a game that I know people.
Yeah.
People know me. I know them. I'm not going to be sitting there like.
And burgers in general, they're so greasy. Like, give me a dog. A dog with no condiments. I'll just eat the dog with the bun, and then I'll just be done with it.
Yeah.
And then I barely have to wipe my mouth. I'll use the bun as a napkin. If any juice comes out. Anyway, there's also that. Remember that cotton candy burrito you were talking about the other day? I think it's the Phoenix thing. Oh, the Cardinals. The cotton candy burritos on there. It's just,
when they say these things, it makes you go, okay, so it's a burrito. So is it beans, cheese? It's not.
No. It's like they took the cotton candy and kind of flattened it out, and then they put all this candy in it and roll it up like a burrito, where the shell is the cotton candy.
Right.
So anyway, there's pictures of and descriptions and everything you want. It's all at the ceremony Facebook page. I think I captured it. I'm hungry. So go check that out. Vinny, I am way over. What have you got coming up?
Is Sarah smart enough to be a millionaire?
After
these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, the Odyssey app, our amazing free app. It's the home of the Sarah and Vinny show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day, home, car, wherever you are. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Check out Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jack's. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes at Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Sweat.
Here's what's happening. Hot today. Hot all week, really. It's going to be, we're in a heat wave. So try to stay cool out there and drink lots of water. And by the way, you know, I'm not your mom or your dad or anything, but we're approaching fire season. Mm. Keep your butts in your car or...
cigarette butts.
Right. Yes. You know, let's try not to light everything on fire because...
try not to be the person who burns down California.
All of our home insurance rates are completely unaffordable. Like, completely. This can't continue. We have to stop setting things on fire.
Has to give.
Yeah. So really, let's try and have a good, healthy fall.
Yeah, that'd be
late
nice.
Late summer, fall. Let's
Plus, I
try.
Hate those days where the sky's orange.
Right. That's not good. Okay. I want to be... well, first of all, the NFL starts tomorrow. And someone wrote in and said, NBC gets tomorrow and they get Thanksgiving, but Amazon continues to do Thursdays otherwise.
Oh, is that so?
So that must be...
so they get the opening game and then they get the Thanksgiving game. Both big games.
Yes. So that's the deal with Amazon.
And
but anyway,
that's all NBC gets for the whole season.
No, NBC continues to do Sunday nights.
I see.
But these are two games that they get as well. Mm. And I'm sure they paid for those things. All right. Baltimore at Kansas City, 5:20 tomorrow night. So the NFL is back.
Woo, 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 woo.
I saw this yesterday and immediately had to do it.
Okay.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been on the air for over 25 years. If you're familiar with the show, the money reward and the question difficulty increase with each trivia question. The final $1 million question, they say, is hard. Really hard.
Yeah.
Here are a few of the final $1 million questions, and we're going to test our Sarah to find out if she knows.
Well, this ain't going to happen. Listen, is this a story that you can send me and I can post up for people to look at on the Sarah Vinny Facebook page?
What? What are you talking about?
Will you be able to? Will I be able to post this up? Is that a no?
Yeah, you can. It's a BuzzFeed thing.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Perfect. No, I'm just trying to figure out right now. They've given me a strange way to look at this, and I'm not thrilled with the way they did that. Okay. For $1 million.
Right. And I don't get to use any lifelines.
No, because there's no... it's okay. You and me. We're the only people in the room.
All right.
And you can play, of course, at home.
Yes, please.
For $1 million on February 22nd, 1989, what group won the first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock Metal Performance? A, Metallica.
Jethro Tull. Right?
It is Jethro Tull. Ooh, yes.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Okay.
I got that one too, by the way.
Yeah, that's like the only one I'm going to get. So
no, that's not true. But there are a few where you're like, what? Okay.
I have a ding ding, but I don't know if I... ooh, that's loud.
Which of these U.S. presidents appeared on the television series Laugh-In? This is a $1 million question on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
I know the answer.
What is it?
Nixon.
It is Nixon. Mm. I also got that one right.
Yeah, me and you. Well, we're like the same age, so we're going to know a lot of the same references. I'm surprised that's a $1 million question. I feel like both of those are kind of well-known things.
Here's a $1 million question that might stump you.
All right.
For $1 million... in what language was Anne Frank's original diary first published? A, Dutch, B, English, C, French, or D, Hebrew?
Oh, that is interesting.
If you need to hear it again, you let me know.
Well, let's see.
The question again, in what language was Anne Frank's original diary first published?
Now... so they find this diary, and I'm going to assume it's written in Hebrew. Although, maybe she speaks Dutch. She just lives in Amsterdam. Like, that's where she's hiding. But did it go wide? Did somebody take it? I'm going to say English.
You just made the same mistake I made.
Oh, I outthought myself.
It's Dutch.
Dutch.
So I hit English, and that was one of the ones where I went, I was going, it's Dutch or it's English. And I thought in my head, I was going, but English, like that's.
Yeah, because it's so prevalently spoken.
Maybe even more likely just published for the first time here.
Yes.
Like in
that's
English.
That's really what I was thinking.
So that's
is
what,
that
right.
If they were going to publish it worldwide, then they would go English.
You just didn't win $1 million.
No, that's too bad.
Next one.
All right.
This is on BuzzFeed, so you can do it yourself or we'll post it. But for $1 million, what Shakespeare character says, something is rotten in the state of Denmark? A, Hamlet. B, Marcellus. C, Macbeth. Or D, Mercutio.
I really don't know. I'm going to guess Hamlet.
I got that one wrong, too. That one is Marcellus.
Oh.
And I don't know that at all.
No, me either.
I went, oh.
Like, what play is that from?
No, I'm telling you, I don't know it at all.
I was
all.
Like, nope, I got nothing. If it's Shakespeare questions, I'm definitely failing the Shakespeare test.
Okay. These are for $1 million.
All right.
This is the $1 million question.
On who wants to be a millionaire? And I want to.
And this one may very well come from here. Which insect shorted out an early supercomputer and inspired the term computer bug?
Oh.
A, ladybug. B, spider. C, fly. D, moth. Which insect shorted out an early supercomputer and inspired the term computer bug? I got this one right for
the
record.
Did you? All right. Let's see. I don't know. So I think it could be any of them. I'm going to say moth.
You got it.
Oh. Total guess. Because moths are always climbing and they see a little flash of light and they're like, oh, let's see what's going on with that light. I'm a moth. I need to check out the light. Can't believe I got that right. Yeah. So you and I had now, no, you got one right that I didn't get right, right? Right.
No.
Right.
No, I got the Jethro Tull. I got the Nixon.
Yep. And the moth.
I missed the Dutch one because I went English. So we both missed the same one. I missed the Marcellus, but I got the moth. Okay. Next one is another one of those where I had two choices and I got it wrong. What is the last word in the Old Testament? A, curse. B, amen. C, forever. And D, prayers. And I was going, it's one of these two.
Oh, this is not my wheelhouse. I'll say forever.
No.
What is it?
It's curse.
Oh.
What are
the last words leading up to it?
I don't know, but I was like, it's amen or curse.
Why?
Like, just that was, I went, I'm zeroing in on amen or curse, and I ended on amen, and it's curse. And you just said forever, and you also got it wrong.
All right.
Do you want me to stop doing this?
No,
and do
I want
another
a couple more.
Oh, okay.
I want a couple more.
There's
it's
a couple
three
more.
Three to three, losing, winning.
Okay, this one's funny.
All right.
All right. For $1 million.
Yes.
Sarah.
Yara.
Which best-selling author was born Howard Allen O'Brien? Which best-selling author was born Howard Allen O'Brien? A, Stephen King. B, J.K. Rowling. C, Anne Rice. Or D, Danielle Steele.
I feel like it's Anne Rice. I feel like I've heard that. Is it Danielle Steele?
No, you're right.
Oh, whoa.
You just got that right. All right. I guessed Danielle Steele.
Oh, she's from around here, right? Danielle Steele?
Wait, is Anne Rice the New Orleans?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Danielle Steele
is around here
I don't know what her deal is now. Maybe she's, I actually don't know her life status.
It was one of those funny things, though, that where Howard
I know
is the
but
first
I feel
name.
Like I've heard that, so.
And they only give you one male option, so
right.
You're like, oh,
so obviously it's a girl.
Okay, so anyway, yeah, you got it right, Anne Rice. Her real first name is Howard.
That's like a dad who wanted a son so bad.
It doesn't make any sense. All right, here's a couple more and then we'll be done. Okay, all right, and you can go do this on our website, on our Facebook page. Which letter must appear at the beginning of the registration number of all non-military aircraft in the United States?
Say that again?
Which letter must appear at the beginning of the registration number of all non-military aircraft in the U.S.? Is it A, N, B, Z, C, A, or D, L?
Read those again because all those letters confused me.
A, N.
It's N.
It is N. How'd you know that?
I don't know. I just knew it.
Yeah, you got it right. Good job.
I thought it would be N or C. All right. You want to do one more or you want
to? No, we can move on or okay. It's up to you. Do you want to do
one
more?
I'm actually going to, let's do one more. I'm going to say who wants to be a millionaire questions and I'm going to get this posted up.
Okay, I'll do, there's actually only two more total. So here's.
Let's do them.
What club did astronaut Alan Shepard use to make his famous golf shot on the moon? A 9-iron, a sand wedge, a 6-iron, or a 7-iron? I got this wrong, but I had two choices, and one of them was the right one.
I'll
and
say
I
the chose... sand wedge. He's on the moon nope. sand. What is it?
It's the 6-iron, and I guess 7-iron.
No.
And the last one is, during World War II, U.S. soldiers used the first commercial aerosol cans to hold what? Shaving cream, insecticide, starter fluid, or antiperspirant?
World War II?
In World War II, U.S. soldiers used the first commercial aerosol cans to hold what? Shaving cream, insecticide, starter fluid, or antiperspirant?
That's hard. I mean, it could really be any of those.
I agree. But I immediately went, they're not using deodorant in World War. You're going to war. You're not like, you know what I really need to not smell
so bad. Oh,
really?
So I was going to say, okay, so that's another thing.
Ah, crap. Did I just mess that up
for
you?
No, that's good. I was thinking, it just seems so not obvious that would be it. I'm going to say, and I don't think it'll be bug spray either. Well, maybe it would be bug spray. Yeah. I'm going to say shaving cream.
You missed it.
What is it?
It's insecticide.
Oh, boy.
Bug spray. It's funny hearing you work your way through that, though, because you do go, it's not that. Yeah, it's that.
It is that.
It's insecticide. So there you go. There is. So what did you get?
I don't know. I didn't keep track. I was keeping track for a minute. I got like maybe four of them. Something like that. That's fun. Is it these are the $1 million questions from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? That's got to be it. Okay. I'll post that up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Always fun to see how
I know I love that.
That's how you'll measure up
on this piece of paper. There's the Vin versus Isla. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Which your daughter won, by the way.
Loved that.
Aww,
that was her shining moment.
It was her shining moment. She was great at that.
Yep. A 25-year-old man. Oh, geez. All right, I got one more story for you. Since I teased you with this, I'll get to it. We've seen stories about people who are driving Teslas but are sleeping.
Yeah. Yep. We've seen that.
A guy in North Carolina got busted for drug trafficking after cops pulled him over because he fell asleep behind the wheel of his self-driving car. Someone called the cops to report a white Tesla heading west on the highway about 30 miles outside of Raleigh.
Oh.
This says it's in Massachusetts.
Raleigh, Massachusetts? Never heard of it.
No. Then it says a guy in North Carolina. Okay, no, this is North Carolina. Sorry.
So maybe it was reported in Massachusetts?
I don't know. Anyway, someone called the cops to report this Tesla. He was driving 30 miles outside of Raleigh. They said the guy behind the wheel looks like he's asleep. And they were right.
Oh.
Cops caught up with him on the highway and confirmed he was, in fact, asleep.
And he's just going.
They blared their sirens to get his attention, and he still didn't wake up.
Oh.
So after about a mile, they got in front of him to engage the autopilot sensors and make him stop.
Did it work?
They searched his car and found a ton of vape pens loaded with THC, ecstasy, and meth.
Oh. Oh.
A drug dealing. This is what's weird about the story is you should be nervous.
You should be.
You're drug trafficking. You should be tripping. Not. And maybe.
Maybe it's very routine.
If you're good at it, you are nervous, but you know how to keep your cool.
Yeah.
But to fall a freaking sleep while trafficking drugs?
Yeah. That's when you break out your cocaine, obviously. Or did you say speed was one of the things?
Meth, yeah, ecstasy, and THC.
Dude, what are you doing? Hello?
25-year-old Michael Goodman is facing charges for drug trafficking, drug possession, and reckless driving.
Yeah.
Even though I thought you were allowed to let that car drive for you now.
You can't, but you just can't be asleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's great that if someone's asleep or hurt or something's going on with their car that's self-driving, they just pull in front of it and stop it. Like, that's fun.
That is fun that they knew to do that. Like, I actually, as I was reading that story, thought, oh, now they're going to put out those strips that blow out your tires.
They don't even have to do that anymore. Car's just like, okay, I'm going to slow down.
Text numbers 800-400. Daniel Steele lives in Pacific Heights.
Oh.
But has houses in Paris and New York.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you? That kind of book money.
I once won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because my dad is a private pilot.
Oh. Did they know that question? Are we talking to the person who knew the N was the answer for the private planes?
I won Who Wants to Be a Millionaire because my dad... Oh, they won our version.
Oh, our version. Okay. Yeah, there's no... Oh, you. I hope you didn't think we were paying you $1 million.
Oh,
I'm so sorry.
I get it now.
So sorry. By the way, it's up now at the Ceremony Facebook page.
Okay, good. The test.
Yes.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
Billboard and Talk Tua.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.